Yeah. He's not on yet.
What the hell, switch it on. You're ready. Why is it on?
On? Ches Tammuz, 21st of June, Rabbi Daniel Binyamin Rubin, deadly serious.
The Indian we're going to be talking about today is about Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is a very serious issue, in fact deadly serious. And seeing as my father, Zvi Gesundzein, was a miyassid of the Chevra Kedisha in Geita and ran it for 40 years, and I'm also a member of the Chevra Kedisha, so I can't let Parshas Lukas go by without discussing Tumas Meis. The Ramban, at the beginning of the Parsha, says the interesting thing. The Ramban says, where does Tumas Meis come from? Why is there such a thing as Tumas Meis? The Tam Tumas Meis, the Itir Shal Nochash. It's because of the advice, the bad advice, the bad Eitzah which the Nochash gave to Chava to eat from the Eitzah Das. That brought down Tumah to the world, brought down Misa to the world, and that caused the Tumah. And then he adds on, Ki Haniftorim Nishika, those that die with the Misa's Nishika, Lo Yitamu Minadin. They are actually not metamic. We know that tzaddikim died by mitzvahs neshika, which Gemara in Bracha says is the easiest form of passing on to the next world. And in this week's Sedra, we find actually Miriam, Rashi tells us later on, we know Moshe and Aaron as well, were made by mitzvahs neshika. Certain people were zeicha to mitzvahs neshika. And those people, says the Ramban, are not metamim min adin. The husha omru, tzaddikim einen metamim. That's what Chazal tell us, that tzaddikim are not metamim. I've used this actually a couple of times when doing Nechem Avelim. There's a Gemara in Moed Kotten, Chav Chesem Adalev. The Gemara says there that somebody who's reached Gevuros, somebody who's reached the age of 80, and then is Niftah Pisayim, and then is Niftah suddenly, then that's called Mrs. Nashika. So it's a big comfort for the family if it happens in such a situation, and they're happy to know that their father, mother, wherever it was Niftah Mrs. Nashika. So the Ramban tells us, Yischidish at Tzadikim, those who die by Mitzvah Neshika, Eina Metamin. And Bemis, it's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Ksuvos, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Oysa Yoyim, Shemeis Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe, Beinu HaKadosh, was Nifta, Botla Kedusha. Kedusha was bottled. It's a Pashtus you learn Pshat, and that's how Tosis learned Pshat in the beginning. We know that Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So when Rebbe was Nifta, bottled Kedusha. There was no more Kedusha in this world. He epitomized Kedusha in his generation. Bottled Kedusha. Says Tosis, show you, Koyin Oysa Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Hod Atani B'Shilis Saita, so Tosis asks Astira, the Gemara in Saita says, Mishameis Rebbe, Botla and Nova V'Yiro. And here we seem to be saying Botla Kedusha. So Tosis is not a Kasha, Yeshloime Kedusha Bechlal. Kedusha is Bechlal, the Inyan of Anova V'Yiro. Possibly Tosis is referring to the Gemara in Abayit Zorah Chof Amud Beis, which Mesilas Hashorim brings down in Akdoma, that Anova V'Yiro is maybe the day Kedusha. That's what Tosis means. Kedusha is Bechlal, because obviously Rebbe, who had reached the Madrega of Kedusha, he got there by being an Onov and the Yirei Shemayim. Then Tosis brings down the Shitta of Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen learned Pshat in the Gemara in a different way. The Rav Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Hayayime, Il Moli Hayisi Kashi Nifta Rabbeinu Tam. If I would have been there when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifta, Hayisi Metamaloi, I'm a Kohen, but I would have been Metamatim. Why? The high Botla Kedusha, the Ka'oma Hocha. That's what the Gemara says over here. Botla Kedusha. Hainu Kedusha's Kohen. The Kedusha's Kohen was Botla on the day the Rebbe was Nifta. And therefore he takes it a stage further. Any Tzaddik who is Nifta, Botla Kedusha, the Inyan of Kedusha is Botla. And I, says Rebbeinu Chaim Kohen, would have been Matama to Rebbeinu Tam if I would have been there. Chaymuchach medekoma oisrei hayoim. When Chaim Kohen is medayek, from the Loshna Gemara it says, oisrei hayoim bota kedusha. Mashma for that day alone, if it would be like the pshutosh pshat in the Gemara, that kedusha had gone away from the world, why did the Gemara need to say, mishameis rebi bota kedusha oisrei hayoim? It's just mishameis rebi bota kedusha. Since it says oisrei hayoim, says the Chaim Kohen, it's referring to the day when we would be oisik in the kavura of Rebbe, the din of kedusha would be suspended. However, from this Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, you don't necessarily see so far like the Ramban says, because what Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is saying over here is botla kedusha, meaning that the dinim of kedusha, which a kohen has to be nizah from not to be metamele meisim, those dinim are suspended when we're talking about a tzaddik. Botla kedusha. That doesn't necessarily mean that the mace itself is not metamah. It could be the mace is metamah. But it's just be that the kohen is not muzah from being tomeh in such a situation. Just like we know a tomeh is allowed to be metamah, a kohen is allowed to be metamah to a sheretz. It's only tumas mace he's not allowed to be metamah to. So pshat is, when there's a tzaddik, the tumah maybe drops a level, and it's not that type of kedusha which a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to. So you don't necessarily see from Chaim Kohen so far like the Ramban says. However, the Rashash on Tosfos does shtel tzu, and he says Oisayim, he brings Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen v'nirli raya l'dvorov, says Rashash, neho agoda dehevi Tosfos bov metzia kuf yudaladom and beis be'liyo hanovi Zal, Sheheshiv Tzadikim Ein Matamim. Shelter the Rashash, a Tosis Bombatir Kufdaladom base, where the Tosis brings from a Medrash, that Adyanovi said that when Rabbi Kiva was Nifta, Ein Tzadikim Matamim. So you see, says Rashash, like Tosis says, that means either the Rashash is saying that what Tosis means to say is Taka so far, like even the Ramban says, that they're not actually Matama at all. Or maybe he's saying that the Ramban and that Medrash doesn't mean mamish ein metamin. It just means that when the tzaddik is involved, we don't have to worry about the tumah. And I think the latter way.
So if the lashon was heisi metame loy, which is much more that he is tame.
Heisi metame loy, correct.
Heisi metame loy.
Correct. The lashon itself is much more
that. And I would have made myself tame, which is much more the tzaddik is metame.
That's right. So what does Rashash mean when he brings down that Medrash? So I think he means to say is that, in fact, when they say over there that ek tzadikim eina matamin, it doesn't mean eina matamin, it just means it's not the type of tomei we have to worry about when it's a guy. And I think a right, that simple right, that's a Pevesha Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, we know there's a machloikas in the Gemara Chafeya Medalev, that the people who came to Moshe and said, we can't bring the Korban Pesach with tomei, and there's a machloikas in the Gemara, why were they with tomei? And according to one man, Doma, why? Because there were noisei aroinoi, shal Yosef. No, ein lechot tzadik godel mi Yosef. And yet we see that he was metamidim. So lechor is a klor raya. Of course, the tzaddik is metamidim. The person. It just means that a kohen is not muzah. He's not. He hasn't got the lav of being metamid to a tzaddik. That's the lechor chat. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, the halacha shin ayin dalet sifu dalef nasi afal pisha hakoil mitamid loy nasi, even though everyone is allowed to be mitamid him ein misablin olav. You see clearly Tosa says also the lashon is mashma that you anyone can be mitamid him, even a kohen is allowed to be mitamid to a nasi. And the Gaon brings down, what's the mekoy for that? The Gaon brings down Yerushalmi and Nazi. Again, the Yerushalmi there says the same type of lashon, and that is ein kahuna hayoyim. When Rebbe was nifta, they were achris ein kahuna hayoyim, meaning there's no dinei kahuna. Like we said before, it doesn't mean the tzaddik is not metama. It just means that ein kahuna hayoyim. There's no dinei kahuna today. The kohenim are actually allowed to be metama to this tzaddik. However, nowadays we don't find anything. The Pesach Tshuva already brings down, and so is Askom of all the poskim across the board, Litvisha, Chasidisha, Svadisha, whoever you want, They all say there's absolutely no heter nowadays to go for a kohen, to go into the cave of Rishon Bar Yochai, or the Ma'aseh Machpelah, whatever you want. Why not? Because it's not so clear this heter. Because it could be, like Tosafot says in Yevamos, Samchal from Medalef, that Eliyahu was just being madcha. When he said that ain't tzadikim metamin, it was just a dechia. The real reason why you could be metamah to Rebbe was, because it was Rebbe Kiva then in that case, is because he was begedah meis mitzvah. Because as we know, Rebbe Kiva was from Nasar Arugi Malchus, he was killed by the Romans, and people were scared to be metapel in his gevura. So it was a geder of meis mitzvah. But I think in order to encourage Oilam, he said that ain't tumah the tzadikim. That's what Tosafot Yevamos is mad for, but it doesn't actually mean that. And who had in other places can say that it's only for the covet of the mace that they suspended the Dine Kedush Kona. Something which is absolutely necessary for the covet of mace. Like we were dying in Loshna Gemara. When you're mamish metapel in the kvura of the kohen. But stand to go and visit the kaver of Rishon Bar Yochai or Ma'aseh Machpelah, whatever it is, where it's not the direct covet for the mace, that is also made of skomus kala poiskim, that there's no heta at all for a kohen to go into an oil mace. That's been a gear to tzaddikim. What about the other end of the spectrum? Goyim. Are goyim matama, and what are they matama? How are they matama? So that pasuk says later on in Chukas, Zoyis HaTorah, famous pasuk, Zoyis HaTorah, Odom ki yomus ba'oyel, kol ha'bo'a la'oyel, kol ha'sheba oyel, yitmo shivas yomim. Says Rashi, kol ha'bo'a la'oyel, ba'oyit shameis b'soichay, as long as the mace is inside the oil still, that is when it's matama. It's a kula, that means if you take the mace out, and then somebody walks into the house, there's no tum anymore. On the other hand, it's a chumra. Well, it was so as opposed to if the mace touches something, and then you touch that thing which the mace touched, even though the mace is not touching it anymore, one can be mekabel tumah from that thing. There's a kula that, in such a case, if somebody touches something which the mace touched, one only becomes a rishon tumah. However, if one walks into the same oil of a mace, one actually becomes an avat tumah. So it's chumras and kulas either way. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Samchalav Amdalav, the Gemara is Madaik this Pasuk. The Gemara brings a drosha from Shimon ben Yochai. Tanya, the Chayim of Shimon ben Yochai, Oime, Kivrei Oivdei Kichovim Ein Metamin Bo'el. The graves of Ovdei Kechavim are not matama v'oil shenema, v'aten tzoyni tzoy marisi, odom aten. He's medayik, aten kruim odom, odom, only Klal Yisrael are referred to as odom, the ein ha'ovdei kechavim kruin odom. Ovdei Kechavim are not considered odom, Ishka mentioned. As you do other mice with Rebbe Shapiro, when there was a case, a big case in Europe, of a yid that was accused of, I think he was killing a Christian, a big court case. And
Dreyfus case, right?
And they questioned him. They said to him, "Doesn't it say in your Talmud that Atem Krim Adam that Eino Ivdi Krum Krim Adam? That means you don't recognize us as people at all." So he said, "No, you got wrong pshat. Pshat in Gemara is we are Adam. Klal Yisrael is one person." We're like one person. If one person is suffering, the whole Klal Yisrael feels the suffering of that one person. Whereas by the Ummah Sa'ilam, there's no such connection between the different people. That's just Atam Krim Adam. Baal Kaponim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Taishis from here, that Ovdei Kechavim are not Metama V'Oil. How is that passed in Shulchan Aruch? So that is paskened. Sorry? I don't think it comes from that though. I don't think it's from that. This is Kavaskin Shin Ein base, and you're there. Shin Ein base. Kivri Ovdei Kechavim, says Mechaber. Nochein li zohe ha koyen mi leilech aleyen. Koyen should be zohe. It's correct for koyen. to be careful not to go in Kivrei Dekhovim. That means not an out and out Issa. And there are more lakes too as well. Afal Pishyesh Mekilim, Nochen Lahachme. Meaning, because it's a Sophic, I'm not sure why it's a Sophic, but it seems to be a Sophic whether the halacha is like a Pshim Ben Yechai, that Oiv Dekhovim are not Matam of oil, or is the halacha like the Chachomim, or Argonim, and say they are Matam of oil. Why it's a Sophic, I don't know. Why we don't go after the Chachomim or the Rav, I'm not sure what the reason is, but it's a Sophic. And therefore, the Mechab and the Rav both paskin that it's Nochen Lizoy, it's correct for Kohen to be Zoy like a Tchila, not to make a din, it could be Mutter. Says the Shach, what about touching an anase? Is this dafka about an oivd kechavim, a goy being metama ba'oihel, being in the same, under the same canopy? Or is this even referring to touching a goy? Says the Shach, so he brings down the Mekoy, why it's muta, why they're mekilin, mitam dechsiv odm kyomus ba'oihel, vatam kurim odom, v'inoivd kechavim kurim odom. Avo, the mago maso, yesh oimim, da'afilu ha'makilim oisrim. Even those who are makel, that Oiv Kechov is not with Hamba but oil, but to touch him, they're machmir. To say that Hagam the Drosha of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is from the Pasuk this week's Sedra, which is written by Tumas Oil. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil, Kalavar Oil, Chaloshab Oil. Nevertheless, the Mekilim, who hold it, it even refers to touching of a mace, a goy, is because it happens to be the Drosha is by oil. But if a person goes into oil mace, he becomes an avatoma, just like if he touches a mace. And in fact, I think there are some Rishonim which say pshat is how tumas oil actually works. It's a geder negia. Is memela, so they say those mekilim would hold. There's no difference being in the oil mace or actually touching the mace. No nafkamina. Memela, that's machleik. And there are Rishonim which hold the like beferish. This also brings Nagos Maimini, who says clearly that even touching of a goy shemes, it's mutter for a kohen to do. There's no tumas maga of a goy. Now, the Gemara of Metzia, Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, brings down an interesting story. That Rabbi Bavua, he bumped into Leonovi in a Beis HaKvaros. And he asked him, my tamar, Koyim ma'ab beis hakvaros. What are you doing here in the beis hakvaros? You're koyim, says Rashi. His question to him was, "Ikel mandomer, we know de Eliyahu Pinchas. We know that some mandomer who holds the Eliyahu is Pinchas. Pinchas was a koyim. So what are you doing here in the beis hakvaros?" So Eliyahu answered him, "Omalei lo masni ma taras. Have you not learned taras? De Tanya, Ribshim ben Yichai Oimer, Kivrein shalayv de kechovim ein matanim. You should know that. You're talmud chochem. You should know that Ribshim ben Yichai holds." Ein kibur of the kavim metame boil. This is a goy shabes of course. Shenema va'atin tzayin tzayin marisa adam matim krim adam. They know the kavim krim adam. So Rabbi Avuah answered him, Barbo lo matzina b'shita matzina. Even in the four chalakim of shas, which are negayah to me, Shmoyed, Noshim, Nezikin, and Kachim, I don't know those properly yet. How can you expect me to know six, which means Zerorim and Taharis as well? Now, why are those four Negeah, so, okay, Moed we understand, Noshim we understand, Zikim we can understand. Kodshim, what's Negeah Kodshim nowadays? So Rashi explains, because the Gemara says, in Menachas, that Tamid HaChachomim ha'oizkim behilchas ha'voida, v'chol mokim, ma'ala lein ha'kosev ki ilu makriven oizim v'esvig. So the person can actually bring Kerbonis nowadays by learning the halachas of Kerbonis in Tafiyomi now, which is, I believe, just in the middle of Zvachim. Perfect time to take this on. That it's as if one brings Kabbalah's mamish. That's called Negea nowadays. However, Zeroim, which is Kamat not Negea in Chutzlar, it says Rashi. And Taharis also, Tum and Taharis not really so much Negea nowadays. Nemela, he didn't know those. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Correct places at Akasha, I've got another problem. Very nice. He's there in the Goy Shabbos HaKvaros because he's holding like a Shimba Yechai, that's not Matama. Correct places, Tamaliri. How was he, Mechaya, the son of the Almonic, the story in Melachim? In Melachim Aleph, Perikin Zayin, Sheidot, Meismoided Alayelet, you know the story when he stayed by the Almonic's house and then the son died. There's Elisha, the story of Elisha later on as well. This is also with Eliyahu, the same type of story. And the Pasuk says, he died, Meismoided Alayelet. And all of the Mefarshim there, you have a look there, All in the Farshim, they explain that Yismoydid ala Yalad is a lashon of midah, a lashon of measuring himself up, that he did exactly the same thing as we all know from the Haftarah that Elisha did later on in Nach. He put himself on top of the Yalad, piv al piv, einov al einov, yodov al yodov, and he was blew into him and he was mechayim. How could you do that? He was convinced, he knew for sure he was going to be mechayim, lakach hayamutim shim pekach nefesh, which is a massive chiddush.
There's no mitzvah to bring people back to life.
Exactly. Oh. Massive chiddush in Tosfos, it's called pekach nefesh, even after the person's dead.
But it wasn't quite until it was begilgurali.
No, not necessarily. It could be just stayed on the life. And you
can't.
Yeah, like that Landoma, just stayed on.
Was this the one in the field? Or was it in the
house? No, that's later on. That's Elisha when he was in the field. That's the story that we know from.
Because then you've got a problem with oil even before you touch him.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that as well, yeah. But it's worse. Touching him is even worse.
I understand.
Yeah. That's Tosfos Teretz. Okay, it's a massive chiddush.
I think the Maisa, no one said the child is dead.
No, no, Sheikh Lowe was dead. He was dead. Possibly, I'm looking at Possibly. He was dead.
Yeah.
He was clinically dead.
The mother doesn't say he's dead. The
Marty
doesn't say
he's
dead. No one
says
he's dead.
I'm looking at the Possibly, he was dead. Okay, that's Tosfos. It's Chiddush. It's Kul Pekach Nefesh to make alive a dead person. Rabbeinu Bechai, later on, the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, says a different teretz. And he says, you know why you could do it? Because Akum is not the Talmud. He says that was a guy. The Almona, where he stayed, was a guy.
She was the sister of the Elisha.
No, you're thinking of the case of the story of Elisha. That's a different story. This is the story of Eliyahu. Earlier on, says Rabbeinu Bechai, this Almona was actually a guy, a goiter, and therefore, Akum is in the Talmud. So you see clearly from Rabbeinu Bechai that a guy is not the Talmud of a Maggot.
But
he touched him. Sorry? You're right. So that's the Advaz in Chuvas. Asks on the, he says, we know that Yoina was this boy. Right. And he says, very schwer to say that Yoina's mother was a guy. And it means, comes out that Yoina was a ger. He says, Le Matsinu, Le Shamanu, that Yoina was a ger. Yeah, the Advaz actually asks, and he doesn't, and he argues on the Rabbeinu Bechai, and he says, Peshat was different over there. He was actually a Yid, and it was a Rasha. He's got other truths in. Why it is, yeah, very good. But Akaponim from Rabbeinu Bechai, Lechayer, we see, like the Hagos Maimini, that a goy is not even metama by touching. Now, you might ask a kasha on that from Posuk in a couple of weeks' time, Seder Matos. When they came back from Midian, we're talking there about the Goysha people they killed. They killed all the Midianites. And everything needed Tara. According to this Rabbeinu Chai, according to Yerim, what's going on over here? They're not Matama. Says the Mishnah Malach, in Hilchas Ovel, Peri Gimel, Alocha Gimel. Oh, Chalal Chair as well, the sword, you're about to touch him. Says, Zokhter, you know what the Yerim means? It doesn't mean it's not Matama. It means, like we said before, just like by the Kohen, we said by Tzadikim, it is Matama, but it's again, it's not the type of Tumah which a Kohen is Mozala. That means a kohen is allowed to, would be actually allowed to be metama to a goy, but even by touching him, it's not the type of tumah which a kohen is muzal of, and that's what they mean. The avada is metama. So in both cases, we have tzaddikim are metama, and a goy is actually metama as well. It's just that a kohen is muta. Now we're noyeg nowadays with machmer all the way, even by oil of a goy. I believe there's this wonderful organization here in Gold's Green. A friend of mine, Rebelli Katz, I think he's done a lot of good work in mapping out all the various areas and sorting out all the problems for Koyanim going under oil of the basic forest with the trees and all that stuff. So we're machmir all the way. But if a Koyan is already tomic in this maze, is there any mokum to be makel? Nowadays, most Koyanim would be tomic. Is there any mokum to be makel? So the night of Yoda, in Dogam Rivava, he wants to be Makel. Why is he Makel? Because it says as Machlaikas Rambam and Ravit in Hilchas Naziris, that if somebody is already Tomei, whether there's an Issa Deraisa to be Tomei again, to become Tomei again. The Rambam holds yes, and the Ravit holds no. If somebody's ready, if Kohen's already Tomei, there's no Issa for him to become Tomei again. Says the Dogam Rivava, says Naida Biyuda, Im Kain, we can make a Svek Sveka. Because if a Kohen's already Tomei, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, maybe the halacha is like the Ravid, that if it's already tamei with no isa. And even if you say the halacha is like the Rambam, that you mustn't become tamei again, but maybe the halacha is like Rishon ben Yochai. Like we see the Ikar Din, it's only a chumra, nochon izoy. We made of the tzir for the two things, we can be makel and allow a kohen to be tamei b'tumas oil of a goy, says the Ogmav Avon. Not to touch a goy, because the touching of the goy, Hagam, we brought one or two Rishonim that hold even touching a goy, a kohen is not muzza. But he says, Roiv poiskim hold not like that. So he wouldn't be matter for a kohen to touch a goy, but to go into the same oil as a goy, which is very negay if a kohen needs to go to a hospital or something like that, one can be so. This says the Dogma Revolva, that it would be mutter. However, soon after that, there's Agor, and he's to be Schoizer, and he says, because even the Ravid that says that once a kohen is Tomei, there's no Issa Deraisa, he wants to say the Ravid only means that there's no Malkus. But an Issa Deraisa there still is. The Mele is Schoizer from his Pesach, and he holds it's also even for a kohen to go into an oil of it. Other guy.
The Issa of a kohen, once he's in the basic force, that he's over the whole of Yavalega, the fact that he's staying there, even though he became Tum upon him. Because his voice is coming out almost every moment that he's there.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Ramah then the Ravid, that's only at the same time, Taka, when it's the same time. If it come back the next day, that's when the Ravid was told it'd be okay. For some reason or other, at the time of staying in, it's like a worse. But anyway. Yeah, if you look at the Hilchos Zeiros, you'll see. So he's chayzer, he's not matter it. However, the Pesach Teshuva brings him to Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer goes one stage further, even. And he says, that's what you say, it's only the Shittas Ravid. He brings, it's the Shittas Rashi, and Rabbi Netanya as well, that Al Kalponim, on the same day, if a person has become Tomei once, on the same day to become Tomei again, Rashi and Rabbi Netanya would hold like that Shittas Ravid, that there's actually no Issa at all. Memela, Zakhtar Chasam Sofer, he wants to be matter even Magor, in a case of sophic pikuach nefesh, meaning a person's got an illness and he's been given a lachash. Those days they had these lachash, means they've given some sort of skula to do, and one of the skulas they were given to do was that they put their hand into a hand of a mace, and they say to the mace, you take my choyni because it's not going to harm you anyway, and I'll stay alive, you know, zenen of zele chosa, go for it. Zakhtar, even though it's a sophic, it hasn't been bodik and manusa whether that works, but since it's a sophic because of nefesh, and relying on these shittas, Rashi and the Rabbi Netam, that if on the same day when a person has already become Tommy, there's no issa for him to become Tommy again, no issa, even not only no Malkus, there's no issa, so the Chasam Sofer, in such a case, would be mutter even to touch a goy in order to have this refuah.